I look at it in this context, JJ, that what you saw with the rapid response by the uniformed police officer at Ohio State on campus is a direct product of our preparations in our post 9/11 world. In reality, you're not going to be able to stop all of these attacks from occurring. Therefore, you need that kind of very rapid, quick response to minimize the body count and to reduce the number of mass casualties.
What I hear you saying is that was the exception and not the rule, what took place in Columbus on Monday, the 28th of November.
I think so. I look at that in context of your suspects are singletons in this case versus a multiple person kind of attack scenario. When you look at the relative ease of operation with the use of a vehicle and simple knives, it's pretty hard to stop these attacks from occurring. But if you would have had three or four of these attacks unfold at the same time, I think that would have been a more curious question to mull over from a counterterrorism response capability.
If that had taken place in reality, it would have been a much more complex operation to stop, no doubt, correct?
Correct. On the flip side, it perhaps would have been a much easier kind of operation to interdict through surveillance, monitoring of social media and so forth. As you expand that Confederate cell out, you're going to have more probability for detection.
Fred Burton, Vice President of Intelligence at Stratfor. JJ Green, WTOP News.